Track 10, more news stories. Teignmouth Lido to offer sauna for the first time. Teignmouth Lido is to offer sauna sessions for the first time this summer. The outdoor pool will host Devon's only pop-up wild sauna tent from Tuesday, June the 13th. Sauna sessions will take place on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings and alternate weekends. The sauna facilities will be provided by Teignmouth-based Devon Sauna Hub, which already operates wild swim and sauna, meets on the banks of the River Teign, sessions at Ashburton Swimming Pool, and runs special events such as summer solstice and ice parties.
Police are appealing for witnesses following a road traffic collision that occurred on the A38 at Drum Bridges. Officers were called just before 8 p.m. on Sunday, June the 2nd. It was reported that a vehicle collision had occurred involving a green Austin Healey. As a result of the collision, a 71-year-old male received serious injuries and was taken to Derriford Hospital. An investigation was carried out at the scene. Officers would like to thank the public for their patience while all this took place.
Trip dockside for firefighters. The Port of Teignmouth recently welcomed the town's firefighters, whose latest training night saw them dockside. The mock exercise involved crew from Teignmouth and Dawlish fire stations, as well as employees from ABP Teignmouth and officers from Devon and Cornwall Police, saw a collision between two vehicles and a lorry, with several casualties trapped. This is great interagency training for us, as the incident commander had to liaise with the different services to safely extricate the casualties whilst preserving the scene for any police investigation and port security, a spokesperson for Teignmouth Fire Station said. These type of exercises are invaluable as they help us to hone our skills. We'd like you to thank ABP Teignmouth for allowing us to train on their site, Devon and Cornwall Police for their attendance and input, and for some friends of one of our firefighters who expertly played the roles of casualties, the spokesperson added.
A blaze of colour. A church tucked away in the folds of the Devon countryside played host to a flower festival celebrating the work of a former incumbent last week. The Reverend Keeble Martin was archpriest at the Church of St Blaise in Hackham. Although a humble parish priest, he was trained academically in botany, was also a talented self-taught artist. He moved to South Devon after World War I, and as new vicar of Hackham and Coffinswell, he had time to indulge his passion for plants and illustrate a book. The Concise British Flora in Colour was published in 1965 and became a surprise bestseller. From living life as a quiet retired parson at the age of 88 years, the Reverend William Keeble Martin was rather reluctantly thrown into the limelight as a celebrity. The festival comprised local wildflowers donated by the valley's landowners, as well as the displays of cultivated blooms provided by the award-winning local growers Amelia's Flower Farm and Orchid Paradise. And to go with the picture of a rather beautiful little church, there are lots of pictures of various flowers. There are some beautiful pink and yellow orchids, some lovely foxgloves and red peonies, some lysanthus, and we can also see roses. There's also a lovely recreation of the Reverend Keeble Martin's artist desk by Andrew Cooper with pictures of various flowers that the Reverend was working on.